This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. The Russian ambassador to the United Nations has used a meeting of the Security Council to warn that Britain is playing with fire by blaming Moscow for the poisoning of the former agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter in England. Britain's UN envoy said she believed the UK's actions stood up to any scrutiny. Our North America correspondent Chris Buckler assesses the claims and counterclaims.
Russia in particular were out to raise questions, raise concerns and fundamentally plant doubts. But when you look at all of those who were inside that room and you look at the expressions and you look at what countries have been saying, I don't think any minds will have been changed. Russia will continue to say it had no part in this attack. The UK will continue to say it is clear that Russia were responsible. And they are backed by a number of countries, a huge number of countries around that table.
President Trump has broken a 2-month silence on allegations by a porn star that he had sex with her 12 years ago. Mr. Trump denied knowing that his lawyer had paid the woman, Stormy Daniels, to keep quiet. Roger Walker reports.
Mr. Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, has said that he paid $130,000 to Stormy Daniels before the November 2016 election, which won Mr. Trump the White House. Asked about the money by journalists aboard Air Force One, Mr. Trump said he knew nothing and they should ask Michael Cohen. The lawyer has admitted that the cash came from his account, but said the payment had nothing to do with the presidential campaign. Mr. Trump has not commented himself on Stormy Daniels' allegations, although the White House has denied that he ever had sex with her.
A judge in Brazil has given the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, until late afternoon on Friday to turn himself in to begin serving a 12-year sentence for corruption or face arrest. The Supreme Court has narrowly rejected a plea by the former president to remain free while he appeals against his conviction for taking bribes in return for political favours. Lula's incarceration would ruin his chances of standing in October's election. World News from the BBC.